Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The DH, Lee May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Holtzman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting second. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyevin. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Blyevin. Blair moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weiniger for a passed ball. Blair moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Carew steals second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil takes first base on ball four. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Cusick reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Heil moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall takes first base on ball four. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grich moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Duncan moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive towards the mound. Blyevan catches it and throws to first to double up Bellinger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1. And the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Randall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duncan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Muser takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dyer Miller now pitching. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock pinch hits for Steve Bry. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lyman Bostock now playing center field. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Bill Campbell now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-3 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Bob Randall. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbrey for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heil for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Cusick reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger is walked intentionally. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-4 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Grich strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to third. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing second base. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Chappe pinch hits for Brooks Robinson. Tom Chappe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappe hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks pinch hits for Dave Duncan. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Royal Stillman pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Chappe now playing left field. Elrod Hendricks now catching. Tim Nordbrook now playing shortstop. Doug DeCinces now playing third base. Grant Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Heil is called out on strikes. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cusick takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive towards short. Nordbrook reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair bunts towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. DeCinces moves to second. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Gritch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Doug DeCinces now playing second base. Bobby Gritch now playing third base. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-5 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Thompson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Gomez moves to third. Wayne Garland now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-3 in the game. Bostock is walked intentionally. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gomez tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.